The existence of natural disasters and suffering often raises questions about the nature of Allah's mercy and justice. Islamic teachings provide a framework for understanding these phenomena, rooted in the Quran and the Hadith, which emphasize both divine wisdom and human responsibility. The role of human actions, disobedience and consequences. Historical examples. People of Noah, Nuh. The Quran narrates the story of Noah's people, who were punished with a flood for their persistent disobedience and rejection of his message. So we opened the gates of the heaven with rain pouring down, and we caused the earth to gush forth with springs, so the waters met for a matter already predestined. Quran 54:11-12. People of Lot, Lit. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed due to widespread immorality and sin. So when our command came, we made the highest part of the city its lowest and rained upon them stones of layered hard clay. Quran 11:82. Pharaoh and his people. The Pharaoh and his people faced various plagues and ultimately, the parting of the Red Sea that led to their demise. So we took retribution from them and drowned them in the sea because they denied our signs and were heedless of them. Quran 7:136. Modern implications. Forbidding evil and promoting good. Islam teaches that societal welfare is maintained by adhering to divine laws and promoting moral values. The prevalence of fornication, adultery, alcoholism, prostitution, gambling, and other vices can lead to societal decay and invite divine retribution. Quranic principle, and fear a trial which will not strike those who have wronged among you exclusively, and know that Allah is severe in penalty. Quran 8:25. The wisdom behind suffering and disasters, tests and trials. Purpose of life. The Quran emphasizes that life is a test, and trials are a part of this test. Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried? Quran 29:2. Purification and patience. Suffering can serve as a means of purification, expiation of sins, and a test of patience and faith. And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient. Quran 2:155. Reminder of human frailty, dependence on Allah. Disasters remind humans of their vulnerability and dependence on Allah's mercy and power. They serve as a wake-up call to turn back to faith and righteousness. Quranic reflection, corruption has appeared throughout the land and sea by reason of what the hands of people have earned, so he may let them taste part of the consequence of what they have done, that perhaps they will return to righteousness. Quran 30:41. Mercy in disguise, spiritual growth. Through facing adversities, believers can grow spiritually, develop resilience, and attain higher levels of piety and closeness to Allah. Hadith insight. The Prophet Muhammad said, "When Allah loves a servant, he tests him," emphasizing that trials can be a sign of divine love and a means to elevate one's status in the hereafter. The bigger picture, mercy and justice. Balancing mercy and justice. Comprehensive view, Allah's mercy encompasses both this world and the hereafter. While punishment may seem harsh, it serves the greater purpose of justice, deterrence, and the ultimate benefit of humanity. Divine justice, and whatever strikes you of disaster, it is for what your hands have earned, but he pardons much merciful opportunities. Even in punishment, there is an opportunity for repentance and turning back to Allah's mercy. But indeed, I am the perpetual forgiver of whoever repents and believes and does righteousness and then continues in guidance.